Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the AJ DeFranco channel here on Audioboo. And today I'd like to talk about, it's tied to a conspiracy theory, but you remember how certain things, there's a conspiracy, right? People claim a conspiracy, and of course, you know, like, government officials and things like that say, oh, there's no conspiracy and things like that. And then they release, you know, documents over years and things like that that don't show a conspiracy. They're just, you know, just evidence that they use to conclude what they had, you know, and then even government reports or even, you know, like certain names, certain titles, you know, that they hold their entire research and stuff like that, what happened and evidence. And then, as an individual who is into, like I am, I'm into the crypto kind of stuff where you're trying to find, like, you know, secret messages and things like that, if there is anything into something. And you take, like, a legitimate piece of evidence, right? And you realize, you know, they say, oh, this here is, you know, this person's fake ID card or things like that. And when you're dealing with, you know, crypto kind of stuff, you kind of look at it and you know that there's something in within that name or within that card or within that message that nobody else is going to get unless you know that kind of, that kind of stuff, right? Well, I found a lot of it in a certain conspiracy theory. I'm not gonna talk about it. You know, in a historical event. But you're kind of like, you don't know if you should talk about it. You don't know if that, you know, if it's still classified or things like that. And you're kind of wondering to yourself, if you release that information, will you get in trouble? Or, you know, would knock on the door by the NSA and they'd be like, excuse me, but what's going on here? We heard that you found this and that, blah, 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 you know. So it's one of those things right now, but it's like, it's fascinating. I would recommend people, you know, if you're an average person and you, let's say, see someone's card or like a fake ID or whatever, right, or some documents, and you only see it as just as a, like a piece of paper, a piece of document, right? But for me, I can look at it and I could see like a pattern that, you know, that has like a certain thing, and then you go into that and blah, 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 and then you find out, you know, the true meaning of it, and it's like, whoa, you know, probably these conspiracy theorists are right. Yeah. So yeah, I found something interesting. But I don't know if I should, you know, if I'm allowed to say it or not. You know, I got a couple friends who are in the NSA and government. Maybe I should talk to them first to see if it's okay. Because what I found, you know, was like, damn. Yes. I know, getting guys like wondering, what did he find? What was it? But all I could tell you is that it was a crucial turning point of the 20th century, and what I found within a couple of things that were going on during that time, and the actual evidence that was out, that there was more than what the eye perceives. Yes, it's fascinating. Well, this is Anthony DeFranco here, and with the cat on my lap, purring like crazy. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear. Ow, ow! Damn cat just bit me again. Okay, this is Anthony DeFranco saying, talk to you all later. Bye.